This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 27th July, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. As the evening settles in, skies are mostly clear across Israel. Tel Aviv and Haifa are enjoying mild temperatures, while Jerusalem remains cool. Here are today's headlines. First, in recent reporting from the Jerusalem Post, Israeli defense officials warn that an international stabilization force could limit IDF operations in Gaza and potentially empower Hamas. Also, Israel Hayom reports that Eliana Zaks, a social activist whose family suffered from an Iranian missile attack, joins the Eisenkot party. Also this hour, Walla notes Naftali Bennett plans to declare Qatar an enemy state in the next government, accusing it of funding Hamas and spreading anti-Semitic messages. Separately, 24 News earlier today detailed Prime Minister Netanyahu's upcoming trip to Washington to meet with President Trump and attend a funeral. And finally, Jewish Telegraphic Agency highlights the challenges Jewish voters face in the main Senate race as Senator Susan Collins, a supporter of Israel, runs against her Democratic opponent. Here's what people are saying online. Noga Tarnopolsky, a journalist, posted just minutes ago about Prime Minister Netanyahu's secretive departure from Israel, comparing it to tactics used by Bashar Assad. Iris, a social media user, noted in a recent post that Netanyahu departed for Washington under an unprecedented level of secrecy, with no announcements from Nevatim Air Base. Hananya Naftali, an Israeli commentator, reported earlier today that the U.S. is pressuring Israel to withdraw troops, but Netanyahu insists on securing borders regardless of international demands. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the Jerusalem Post's report. Israeli defense officials express concerns about a proposed international stabilization force in Gaza. They argue it could hinder the IDF's operational freedom and unintentionally bolster Hamas's influence. The implications could affect Israel's military strategy and regional security. Turning to the story from Israel Hayom, Eliana Zaks, who lost family members in an Iranian attack, joins the Yesh Atid party led by Gadi Eisenkot. Her appointment highlights the party's focus on resilience and personal stories of conflict. This move may resonate with voters seeking relatable and compassionate leadership. Meanwhile, according to Walla, Naftali Bennett's intention to label Qatar an enemy state stems from accusations of its financial and ideological support for Hamas. This declaration could alter diplomatic relations and affect regional alliances, impacting Israel's foreign policy dynamics. In earlier reporting from I-24 News, Prime Minister Netanyahu's trip to Washington includes discussions with President Trump and attending a funeral. This visit underscores the importance of U.S.-Israel relations amidst current geopolitical tensions. The meeting may shape future cooperation on key issues like Iran. Lastly, the Jewish Telegraphic Agency reports on the main Senate race, where Jewish voters face a dilemma between supporting Senator Susan Collins and her Democratic challenger. The outcome may influence U.S. policy towards Israel, affecting diplomatic and community relations. Turning to business news. First, CTEC reports concerns from 10-day partner Alon Kantor that mega funding rounds complicate market evaluations, questioning whether Israel is truly experiencing a new growth cycle. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights changes at Tiftam, integrating the East and West food brand into several stores and opening a new branch in Rishon LeZion, reflecting evolving consumer demands. And finally, Ynet Business discusses Monday.com's recent AI-related decisions, with investors expecting significant returns despite the company's assurances that layoffs are not cost-cutting measures. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 4 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.